Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair.
Mi nombre es Adoración.
I work in... I'm working on behalf of the Institute of Policy Studies, and we will be dividing our statement into three separate parts. Here I will speak on due diligence. We know that the negotiations can only be based on the third revised, and we believe that the informal document is not based on work from previous sessions, and in this specific matter of due diligence, the text in respect of previous discussions and the guiding principles on due diligence, as well as national legislative frameworks, is not aligned, and we have to take into account, therefore, this matter. On due diligence, there need to be proposals that require transnationals and states to adopt measures needed to control a lack of compliance, and in international human rights law, this is crucial. It will help to overcome the gaps in the existing framework. States can always adopt more stringent legislation if they wish. As regards due diligence, we recall that there are various proposals, and each of the states has had this proposals included. There have been proposals to delete certain words, to take timely measures, to avoid risks, to include contractual law, and in the scope of due diligence must cover the entirety of the global value chain. Argentina proposed including business obligations within the framework of labor law and decent work, as well as trade union law. We also consider that throughout the due diligence process, there must be participation by civil society from the start to the end, with respect for the right of prior informed consent. We believe that there needs to be a specific measure of the international frameworks as part of the due diligence obligations. It is important to establish an obligation on states to have a supervisory authority, as the EU mentioned in its proposal. Other states also pointed to this. There is a need to ensure that individuals and communities have the right of access to justice in this context. And due diligence is an obligation of measures. This must be integrated within the treaty, and there must be mechanisms to ensure access to justice. It is fundamental to avoid the due diligence measures exonerating businesses from their responsibility. They cannot be absolved of responsibility for violating human rights or environmental damage just because they carried out due diligence. Damage must be repaired, and the TNCs that carried out the